Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. We've had quite a few people on the show talk about mindset and the mindset of success and all that. What's your process for kind of digging in there and answering those questions? What is it that's holding this person back? They're driven, they want success, but there's something there.
Yeah, so it's not enough to say to someone, well, we have to change your mindset, or you have to think like a superstar. Mm-hmm. Because people can't just switch on a dime. They can't just eradicate, you know, their 40 or 45 years of learning and just switch to something new. That's not how it works.
Right.
And so the way that you think affects everything you experience. So you have reached a certain level of success with your thinking, but that same thinking also causes you challenges and frustration. And so what we want to do is understand it all. We want to understand the thinking that creates positive outcomes, and we want to understand the thinking that creates a slowdown or a barrier. And so what we do when we coach people is we usually begin with a 10-week coaching period, and there's a call with a coach once a week. But then in between every coaching call, we ask our clients to journal in an online journal every single day, and, you know, even on weekends. And the reason we do that is because we want to see how people think and how they're thinking and their behaviors create their outcomes in all kinds of circumstances and situations. And we want to get a huge amount of data so we can start to pick out patterns in their thinking that show us the impact of their beliefs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, literally when the client journals, the coach reads and responds to the journal and continues the coaching process in between coaching calls. So it's really intense. There's contact with the coach every single day for 70 days, for nearly 3 months. And so in that period of time, our clients like travel a great distance and they experience a great transformation. So we don't just say we want you to think a new way. We want to start to shift. First of all, find the thinking that's flawed and problematic and slowly start to shift it so that they're moving toward more empowered and useful thinking.
Interesting. And I love this idea of journaling. Talk a little bit about how that works.
So clients receive a question on a weekly basis or a prompt, and they get that question and they begin to journal about it. As soon as they journal, that journal gets sent to their coach, and the coach begins their exploration or their excavation process. And the coach reads and then responds with a question, a probe, an inquiry. And what the coach is doing is trying to really get to know the client on a far deeper level than normal coaching would happen. So if we look at coaching in the sports arena, what we see is a very intense, intimate, tight, frequent relationship between the coach and the athlete. Mm-hmm. That's not the same in the business or personal coaching world.
Right.
Right? It is the same in the frame of mind coaching world. So yes. If you really want to build an athlete, they need to exercise or do their sports related activities on a very frequent and intense basis.
So that sounds very different than anything I've heard of before. I love that idea of, so there's this provocative question, or maybe it's not even that provocative, that's sent out on a weekly basis that gets your client to think and respond, but then the coaches are continuing to go deeper and deeper to understand more about what's going on in your mind. How are you thinking about things? What's your frame?
That's right. And then really they're collecting data. So they ask questions in order to really get a great picture of your point of view, of your beliefs. So the word beliefs is really important in the frame of mind coaching model because your beliefs really run your life,
yep.
Right? They hold dominion over what happens. When you believe something to be true, you act or you behave in accordance with that belief. And that really kind of rules the roost. And what we want to do is we want to find those beliefs. The issue with that is some of your beliefs are very conscious and active, but a good percentage of your beliefs are subconscious and are hidden beneath layers and layers of exposure and experiences and parental indoctrinations and all of these kinds of things. Yeah. So we want to find them, lift them up, bring them to light, and then just say, do these make sense anymore? These are how you're running your life. This is what is really, really taking a front role seat or a driver's seat in your life.
This sounds like it must help people be much better in terms of critical thinking.
Well, it helps them with everything. It helps them, first of all, it helps them manage their emotions. Mm-hmm. So when something bad happens, their reactions start to shift. Their interpretations of events start to shift. So they're more calm. They're more peaceful. They're more friendly. They're more joyful. They laugh more. They're lighter. They think more clearly. They're more able to solve problems, which alludes to your critical analysis or problem solving skills.
Yeah.
They handle issues, what positive and negative issues, with greater ease. They have less resistance.
You see this transformation take place over, you said, about 70 days of coaching with most people.
Yes. I mean, sometimes it happens right up front. Sometimes, you know, we see it kind of click in at the end. But then after the 70 days, a lot of people, like, they fall in love and they just want to keep going. Like, they understand it's kind of like you go to a gym. You don't usually just go to the gym for 3 months. You make it a lifestyle, right?
Right.
You feel better physically. And so you decide, well, I want to live a more active life. I want to be fit. I want to, you know, feel strong and flexible, and I want to have stamina. And so they make a decision that going to the gym is just part of their lives. And this is very much the same way.
So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/get show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.